There's like, okay, who has seen Steeples, just to make sure?
Well, as my friend Lou DeMarco says, Steeples always leaves you ready for the next Steeples show. So I was just talking to Steve backstage. So I've known Steve for a long time. I like him so much that he officiated my wedding in October. Isn't that nuts? What was I thinking? It was so cool, and it was a great honor to have a good friend and someone I admire and love so much be there. And I've been following him for a long time and putting on shows with him for 15 years, which is absolutely insane. Our working relationship can almost drive a car in the United States. I don't know when you can drive in Canada. Maybe you can drive sooner. But Steve backstage, he said, man, the thing I love most before I come out on stage is when you read my bio, edited by my manager, Phil. Phil's here. Where's Phil at? He's not going to read. There he is. Phil manages Steve, and Adam Bauer from Madison House books Steve. Together, they are the dynamic duo, and they're going to take over the music world. They're the greatest. And this guy, Steve Pultz, he lives in Nashville, Tennessee. And even after most likely thousands of shows, but who's counting, he hits the stage with the same amount of energy and always makes it sure to declare that this is the greatest show of his life. It's true. It's going to be the greatest show of his life in about a few seconds here. I'm not really going to read the whole bio because he told me really not to do that. Hey, this is Steve Pultz, one of my favorite performers of all time. Please put your hands together and give him some love. Vocalize Steve Pultz.
Thank you. So we played seven card stud, and I had a royal flush, and I took out your picture, and I started to blush, 'cause I only had eight lives. Most cats got nine, so I skipped out on bungee jumping just this time. I only had 10 chances to say I love you. Words are falling, I don't know. They drift, they pass, they melt like snow. I know I may be a flake. I'll scrape my knees and make mistakes. I may lose, but mostly win. Sometimes I get soaked in sin, but I'll fall right back into your arms again. I'll collapse into your loving arms again. Hey, I'll fall right back into your arms again. I was in my hotel room the other night, and this song woke me up in the morning, so I wrote it on my phone. It's 4 pages long, and then I went down to the front desk, and I asked them if they could print it for me, and they said, "Who are you?" And I said, "My name's Steve Pultz," and I was in the line where it said him, Ambassador Elite Only, and there's all these businessmen in suits, and they said, "Excuse me, sir, this is only for Ambassador Elites." And I said, "I am Ambassador Elite." And then they said, "We're sorry, here's your free water. Would you like a 4 p.m. checkout?" And I said, "Yeah." And then I said, "Can you print this out?" And then when I came back to get it, the girl looked at me kind of scared. "This is a brand new song, right?" And then I thought, she read it. I haven't memorized it. Since we're songwriters, we're all in here. Why not do it? Now, this is called "The Son of God," and it's a conversation I had with Jesus. Now, my voice will be the lower voice. Jesus' voice is a little higher than mine. And this is a reenacted conversation of a brand new song. So here goes. The Son of God contacted me about buying some Funkin' Wagnalls encyclopedias. I said, "Who's this?" "It's Jesus." "Jesus who?" "Jesus H. Christ. Son, how'd you get my number?" "I have everyone's number. Even Taylor Swift? She's on speed dial." "Rad. What up, geez?" "We have a storage unit in heaven that we're paying rent on, and we want to downsize." "Who's we?" "Me and the dad. I'm God." Whatever other channels Taylor Sheridan has shows on. And the
even another Netflix account under an older email you forgot you were paying on.
What about hell?
Everything's free in hell except for your soul. Ever since the devil went down to Georgia, things have been kind of shitty.
Do you kiss your dad goodnight with that mouth, and does God get a percentage of the profits?
He gets a percentage of the storage unit fees and some Netflix too, but Bezos blocked him from Amazon profits. He said he had to donate money to the inauguration and buy some Trumpy Melania meme coins. So dad's going broke, lumber prices, inflation, the cost of a dozen. Pressuring me to sell. I'll change your water into wine and keep you out of hell. I'll give you a free get into heaven card.
Okay, thanks. I love you, Jesus.
That's what they all say. Except old Beelzebub. He plays rock and roll with Chuck Berry.
That sounds like fun. Does hell have Taco Tuesday?
Only heaven, every single day is Taco Tuesday.
Where will Bob Dylan end up?
He just turned 83, let me check. Looks like the score is tied, depends on his next record.
Hasn't Bob Dylan done enough?
Record, old Pulsey, you're gonna need a free get into heaven card.
What? Well, then I guess I'll take your encyclopedias. You scratch my back, and I guess I'll scratch yours. Quid pro quo.
Sorry, I don't speak Latin. The Catholics outlawed in the 60s. Here's your card. We're all set. I'll see you maybe even soon. Oh shoot, spoiler alert, I've said too much.
What do you mean I'll see you sooner than you think?
Just forget I said that.
It's not that easy, how am I gonna sleep? Can you get me a prescription for some Ambien?
You can get that yourself in Montreal on any street corner.
Gosh, thanks, I guess I'll see you up in heaven. I'm a little to the promised land. There's nothing like a new song to give you that new car smell rush. It comes right out of your spine. If you want to stay young, create something every day. Create whenever you can, even if you've never even written a poem. Do it. It's one of the most beautiful things because your body makes its own drugs, and who here doesn't like drugs? And your body makes them, and they're free. And they're youthful drugs. Why? I just turned 65 2 days ago. That means I can now get Medicare. And in case you're wondering, I got parts A and B and supplement D and G. That means I can break my hip tonight in the snow and it will finally be paid for. And I'm honored to be here at Folk Alliance. I first came to Folk Alliance many years ago. And it never gets old. It's one of the greatest things, and I played here, and I started getting little offers to play shows, and then the next time I'd come back the next year, somebody'd say, hey, we want you in Wolfville, Nova Scotia. Oh my gosh, really? Yeah. Can you get up to Gatineau? we need to do some shows over here in this area. And more these gigs kept coming in. And I thought to myself, I'm going to keep coming back, pass it on. So it's fun meeting now younger artists and talking to them and saying, just keep coming back, keep creating. It's really cool. And use the word "got to know" in a song. Honey, let me open up a can of pop. I'm rusty like an old horseshoe. I've been working on an engine in an old chop shop. I wanna feel the busy rhythm of you. Had a chance to meet my love in Appaloosa, but I ended up drunk in Albuquerque. Try to fill her head with a bunch of lame excuses. I think she knows I wanna do the hacky jerky. She calls Paco. Honey, let me open up a can of pop. I'm rusty like an old horseshoe. I've been working on the engine in an old chop shop. I'm on a field of busy rhythm with you. Let my Bordeaux at the chateau. Let my chapeau down in Tupelo. Lost my left eye from a crossbow. And my wallet way up in Gatineau. So after saying what the heck, I ended up in Quebec. I passed out in the rain and ended up in a train. From Montana to Savannah, woke up in Louisiana. Shouted a hosanna and I slipped on a banana. Gave my girl a nod and said, glory be to God. Finally let me open up a can of pop. I'm rusty like an old horseshoe. I've been working on the engine in an old chop shop. I wanna feel busy with you. So I finally talked her into going to Kickapoo. At the motel we did a little research. The father found out and his face turned blue. Now we're getting married over at the Catholic Church. Honey, let me open up a can of pop. I'm rusty like an old horseshoe. I've been working on it. Oh, yeah. I got these two passports, Canada and the US of A. But if a hostage situation breaks out, I become Canadian. I'm conveniently Canadian today. I'm conveniently Canadian today. And my mom taught English in Montreal. And she met my dad, who was in the Royal Canadian Air Force. And he was stationed out in Goose Bay, Labrador. And he flew in to get a plane overhauled and met my mom at the officer's dance. And then, guess what happened? On February 19th, 1958, my sister was born at Annapolis Royal. February 19th. Then 2 years later, on February 19th, 1960, I popped out into the world. So we knew my parents were horny in May. That's what that means. The snow was melting. They were feeling amorous. And I was born to the Sisters of Charity in the infirmary in Halifax. They tore down the infirmary and it became a parking lot. And then they tore down the parking lot and they made a library. How fitting is that, where I was born? So I went in there and nobody knows where this is. So please don't tell anybody I'm telling you this. Let's just keep this between us. I went in there once with a Sharpie and I moved a bookshelf out of the way where nobody knows where it is, and on the wall I wrote, Steve Pultz Memorial Library. You'll never find it, but I know where it is. Woo! Can I get a hallelujah? Oh, man. And all my relatives are back there, and I'm single-handedly going to bring a little bit of peace to the world. And I was really, I know we need it right now. We need love. And I was in Nashville where I live. I was in East Nashville. I was going through the park. And there's this great musician from Vancouver who now lives in Nashville. His name is Steve Dawson. What a guitarist. And he sees me, and he goes, hey, Pultzy, I got a gig offer for you. And I'm like, tell me about it, buddy. We're out there. There's these deer walking by, beautiful red birds in Nashville. It's a gorgeous day. And he said, I want you to fly from Nashville to Vancouver to do two songs. And right away I was like, and then he goes, and they're not even your songs. And then it just like shriveled in, just like, and I go, they're not even my songs. He goes, no, there's Neil Young songs. We're doing a thing called Neil Young Reimagined. And I go, keep talking, whoa, keep talking. And then he told me the amount of money he was going to pay me, and I was like, and I couldn't believe it. And he picked me because they were doing Neil Young Reimagined, the album after the Gold Rush. My favorite Canadian ever, Neil Young. And he says to me, Steve, we picked you to do the song Birds. He didn't know. One night I was at the Acoustic Grill in Picton, Ontario. My buddy Steve owns it. And I listened to that song 20 times in a row where they were sweeping up. And Steve Dawson says, I want you to do Birds. I said, how did you know? He said, Neil plays it on piano, but we want it reimagined. Will you do it on guitar? So I learned that song. And I told myself, because this was just 2 months ago, I said, when I do my official showcase, I'm not learning this song to do it once. I'm going to do it at my official showcase. Why? Number one, because he's a great Canadian. Number two, because we made Jewel's first record and we lived at Neil Young's ranch and his band played on it. I got to be the guitarist. And Neil Young couldn't believe how much food I could eat. He had his own chef and he started kind of freaking out. And the morning we recorded our hit song, You Were Meant For Me, that I wrote with Jewel, he said, let's weigh him before breakfast and weigh him after breakfast. I didn't know they were doing this, so I came in. I ate my usual 6 eggs, 6 pieces of bacon, 6 sausages, hash browns, 6 blueberry pancakes, granola, yogurt, and then a hot fudge sundae. I looked like a snake that ate a possum. So before I ate breakfast, he weighed me, and I was 148. After breakfast, before we went in the studio, I weighed 153, and Neil Young goes, God damn, that was a 5-pounder. So I'm gonna do this for Neil and for you guys. Feathers fall around you. show you the way to go. It's so over. It's so over. Nestle in your wings, my little one. This special morning brings another sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow. Show. And it got a standing ovation. I couldn't believe it. I took a chance. Brand new song. Let's check it out. Well, this is my first beer with my brand new liver. I'm a song lady list. It took 2 years to find the giver. They strapped me on the gunny and oh Lord, oh, I did shiver. Now I'm drinking my first beer with my brand. Always said I was gonna wear it out one day. With every drink I took, there'd be a heavy price to pay. I kept right on drinking, guzzling up my fun. I went in to see my doctor. He said, you're gonna need a new one, son. Let's try it. This is my first beer with my brand new liver. But this is my first beer with my brand new liver.
brand new. I was on a waiting list. I was on a wait. It took 2 years to find a giver. 2 years to find a giver. Strap me on a nerdy strap. Oh Lord, I did sure. Lord, I did not drink up. As long as the last one that I lost, I could live to be 102 and never have to pay the cost. I might wear out my heart and lungs, I might even lose my sight. That don't mean that I can't tie another one on tonight. Beginning, this is my first proof of my brand new liver. I was on a waiting list, took 2 years of my career. This is my first with my brand new. I was on a waiting list. Two years to find. Strap me on a gurney. Strap me on a gurney. Lord, I have to share my Lord. Now I'm drinking my first beer. Drinking my first beer.
Steve Pulse, everybody, let's hear it one more time.